You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.
I received a letter from a girl, and I'd like to share just a small part of it with you.
Days before Lupita Nyong'o, star of 12 Years a Slave, won an Oscar, she addressed a gathering of black women in Hollywood.
Dear Lupita, it reads, I think you're really lucky to be this black, but yet this successful in Hollywood overnight. I was just about to buy Densha's whitenicious cream to lighten my skin when you appeared on the world map and saved me. My heart bled a little when I read those words.
And with that, the actress stepped into a conversation about race that's gone on for centuries. On today's Micropolis, WNYC's Arun Venugopal considers the dark side of fair skin.
You may not know what Densha's whitenicious cream is, but millions of people do. Lupita went on to acknowledge her own childhood insecurity about having dark skin and how she overcame it. The speech went viral. It all cemented her legend, especially with young black women, just not this one.
I don't know her. Her story's her story. That's her personal life.
Lupita's antagonist, Densha, is an African pop star. She launched whitenicious.
Whitenicious means, white means pure, but it doesn't mean that white skin, but white in general. That's how I look at it. It means pure.
Densha claims her lightening cream is flying off the shelves, succeeding not only abroad, but with African Americans. To those who think she's exploiting people's deepest insecurities, she says people should have a choice. This is the latest chapter in a long story, says Nina Jablonski, the author of Living Color: The Biological and Social Meaning of Skin Color.
Skin lighteners were created in Reconstruction-era United States by former slaves who wanted to have lighter skin that they considered to be more socially acceptable, that would allow them to get better jobs and not be discriminated against.
Even as late as the mid-20th century, skin lightening held a sort of science fiction appeal for some civil rights leaders. Walter White was the head of the NAACP, and in 1949 he wrote, with great excitement, that a newly discovered chemical, hydroquinone, could hit the structure of society with the impact of an atomic bomb. Black people could pass as white. It could, in fact, conquer the color line. That's not how things worked out. But skin lighters, which started out in the U.S., then moved into sub-Saharan Africa and into East and South Asia. It's estimated that in the next 4 years, global sales of lighteners will hit $20 billion.
El Pons does have white beauty.
Jablonski figures that the country with the biggest skin color fixation is South Africa. But she put India in second place. And the other day, I stepped into an Indian grocery store, Patel Brothers in Jackson Heights, where I met Dilshad Jiwani. She was just coming through the checkout with a bottle of Fair and Lovely. That's India's most famous skin lightener. In fact, the world's top lightener, the company claims, used by 1 in 10 women globally.
My mom uses this for a long time. Now I'm using it.
And so your mom used the same product?
Yes, Fair and Lovely for like about 20 years now. And my daughter uses it too.
Really?
Yeah, it's in generation.
It's a family tradition.
Yeah.
Do you think you're treated differently or people look at you differently because you have...
Yeah, that's true. People look at you differently if your skin color is different, especially in America because they're fair and we have a dark skin, so we are treated badly. So I want to be looking fair too.
How do you think the treatment is different? I mean, how do you feel like they...
Especially
look-
when in the train, if you're sitting next to a white person, they just get up and sit somewhere else. It feels like insult. Since I'm white, they don't do that.
Oh, how sad. How sad. Yeah, well, you know... It's the cross that you bear.
Carrie Mae Weems, a visual artist and MacArthur genius, whose retrospective is hanging right now at the Guggenheim.
You know, I go to certain stores and I see African women buying skin lightening creams, you know, really just butchering themselves, just destroying themselves because they're cheap creams, ultimately, with hydroquinone. I mean, I use it, you know, as a developing agent in for photography, for Christ's sakes, right? But that's our issue, and we'll have to figure out ways of getting through it.
And that's what Weems has spent her artistic life, in part, exploring.
No one is ever simply black. Not the jet black blue boy who lives downstairs, right? Or the high yellow girl who lives over there, or the, you know, the low brown boy who lives down. You know, these, you know, really playing with these ideas of color and then sort of taking it out, you know, moving from high yellow to golden yellow to magenta color to violet that can be used as a discourse on almost the absurdity of color.
I tell Carrie Mae, in India, the obsession with light skin is still pretty intense. Just read the matrimonial ads in the newspaper or on websites. It's not at all unusual for people to advertise their fair skin, their daughter's fair skin. Fair? Wheatish?
Like wheatish.
Kind of like wheat. Like you're like,
oh,
not fair.
Like golden.
Yeah. It's like not as good as fair. But it's not as bad as dusky.
Every article of mine begins with dark and dusky. Earthy. You know, they have to kind of qualify.
Nandita Das is an Indian actress. She's had a career mostly in art films, despite her dark skin. And lately, she's become the spokesperson for a campaign against skin lighteners.
Fair and lovely rose lagane se do guna zyada gorapan paoge.
Wow, unbelievable.
Every ad is telling you if you're not fair, you can't get a job, you can't get a lover, you can't get a husband. You only see white women. And in a country which is 90% dark, it's bizarre to be having such a preference.
Dark is beautiful. India's campaign is a nod to the Black is Beautiful movement here in America in the 60s and 70s. It isn't unusual to hear darkness being celebrated, eroticized in American pop music. D'Angelo's Brown Sugar, Brown Skin Girl by India Re, or Eric Benet's Chocolate Legs.
Please, baby, rip them chocolate legs from me. Your cocoa skin against
you can't say the same about India or the rest of South Asia. The negative perceptions of dark skin are just so entrenched, and they cut across caste and class. As for music, there's actually a word that comes up in countless Bollywood songs. Gori, meaning fair, a fair-skinned girl, a cutie, and in most of these movies, that's pretty accurate. She's probably cute, and she's certainly really light. In India, Dark is Beautiful is gaining traction, but it has a long way to go before people, especially women, become comfortable in their own skin.
I think that we're more open to the complexities and the diversities of blackness. The civil rights movement gave us that.
Carrie Mae Weems settled into her skin a long time ago.
How can you do serious work when you're like, you know, stumbling around trying to figure out whether or not I'm lighter, if I'm golden, if I'm yellow, if I'm red, if I'm, you know, and what that means? I can't get anything done if I'm trying to second-guess your ass on a regular basis about what you might feel when I walk in the room.
That's Micropolis. I'm Arun Vanagopal at WNYC.
The last thing I want to be is white. I mean, it's really just the last thing that I would want for myself. The privileges that come with whiteness are another thing. That ain't so bad. I could use some of that.